The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adruet, Azilet, Usia, Lucia, Metcatelin, Bahetz Kabel, Eshtami Tukad Ahmizbeya Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he show his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in, this time forth and even forevermore. This is my prayer for you. Okay, today we have spirit messages, and we have another part too. It's called Numbers, the Meaning. Numbers, the Meaning. Now, if you want a spirit message, I'll tell you again. Numbers have a direct meaning to ordered events. Messages are given by the Spirit to and for you personally. Now, if you want a Spirit message, you have got to call. And the number to call is 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. All right, one more time. 646-716-9149. Now, I hope you know that. You can remember it. Okay. Well, now, if you don't want your message to be heard, you want a private, you can do that too. All you have to do is just pay attention and call the number when it's given to you. Okay? Okay, here.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Now, we have individuals that want spirit messages. Yeah, I can see you. I know you do. And, well, we're going to give it to them now. Area code 903. This is Papa Say. You're on the air. Hello. Oh, boy. Can you hear me?
I was hoping for a spirit message, Papa. Something about romance, maybe.
Something about romance. Oh, yeah. Hold on, please. Well, what you need to do, because it's getting a little hard now, you need to start really need to start things to make him more, how can I say, you can make him want you more. And what you will need to do that will be a piece of vanilla candy. Now, the Mexicans have plum, but if you can go to a store and find a piece of vanilla candy, now that will do it. Now, what you will do when you find this candy, is that you will, as much as you can possibly can, write your name on it. You'll write your name on it, and then you will turn around and write his name on it. Then after that, you just suck it until it goes away. Now, it'll make him want you more. But all in all, the man should be on his way. He should be on his way soon. He should be on his way soon. And do not give him up. Do not give up. Always think about him. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Papa.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, we have it here. Now, what is this? Ooh, it's so many people have called. Oh, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Well, 533-573, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa. Thank you for taking this call. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Did you get my package?
Yes, sir. I got it today. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I got it today.
Good. So you join them, I guess.
I'm trying to.
You
I am. I am enjoying them. Yeah. I'd like to get a general reading, sir.
A general reading?
Yeah.
As always, you want to go, but it appears as though you're staying.
Mm.
You're staying. But I'll tell you what to do. Just get some red pepper and put
okay.
it before your door. Now, that's
okay.
for the people there. Put it before your door. But put inside your car some sage or something like that. Put that
okay.
inside your car. Now, if you do that, all the evil stuff that they're doing will stop. It'll stop.
Okay.
But that red pepper, you've got to put that outside your door. You got to do that. You got
okay.
to do that.
Because okay.
Because the stuff that they are doing is too much. It's just too much. It's a bunch of stuff. You know, see, there is somebody there who thinks that they know what you're doing. And
hmm.
they're trying everything. They're trying all type of stuff, too. But
okay.
all you got to do is just put some red pepper down. You know, some granulated red pepper. Just put
okay.
it down, and that'll stop it. Okay?
All right, I'll do that. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless.
God bless.
All right. Ooh, here's another one. Area code 706 is Papa Say. Hello?
Hello, Papa Say.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and you? I just like a general reading.
1 second. All the things are not that interesting. And some of them you can get rid of. And I advise you to get rid of it. Now, in order to get rid of it, I expect you to do this. To take a half a cup of your urine. A half a cup of your urine. And put it in a bucket of mop water. Now, with that urine, I want you to put a half a tablespoon of salt. And with it, I expect you to just mop up and clean up with it. I expect you just to mop up with it. That will stop a whole bunch of stuff. That will stop a whole... It will. It'll freeze them up. They'll have to go. They'll have to go. And don't worry. Don't worry about people talking. Don't worry about people talking. What you do, just do it quietly. Don't tell nobody. When they look around, it's done and they're gone. That's all. That's all you have to do. They don't have to, you don't have to tell anybody what you're doing. Nobody. When they look around, all they know is just, oops, they're gone. That's all. That's all. And let the Lord continue to bless you, because I see he's blessing you. It's a lot of good that he's doing towards you, but you have to see it. You have to look for it, and you have to see it. And once you do see it, it'll all be well. But this is blessing that you have to see. This is blessing for it is blessing for you. Yes, yeah, for you. But this is blessing that you have to see. And then God will give you the victory in it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Papa.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, well, well. We have another one. 706, this is Papa Say. How you doing? Hello?
Hey, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Now, I don't hear that. Don't hear that smile in your voice.
Oh, it's there.
I see it. Lord. Well, what can I help you today?
Just want a general reading.
You want a general reading?
Yes.
Oh. Oh. A general reading? What? Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Except one person. One person, and you got to watch out for him. One person. In fact, this is a man. You got to watch out for him. In fact, he's talking about, oh, she thinks she this, she thinks she that. I'm going to get it straight. You have got to watch out for him. So in order to do that, I expect you to just take some peppermint candy and put it in your mouth. Just put this peppermint candy in your mouth and think of him. Think of him while you have it. Why you have
it. How do I know who it is?
You'll know. Oh, you will know. You will know. You will know who it is. When he comes around is the best place and best time to do it. It's the best time to do it. When this man comes around, go ahead and deal with him and that candy. Go ahead and deal with him. But you will know him. You will know him because, well, the man will be there. The man will be, he'll be, you'll know it. He'll be somebody that's trying to do something. He'll be someone that's trying, it might be an old lover. It might be a person, a family man, something like that. But this is a man. This is a man. And you can shut him up. You can shut him up. Just do what I told you to do. Just do what I told you to do. And don't think about nothing else. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. God
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Well, bye-bye. Well. Okay, we got another one. Area code 770, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good. That's real good. What can I help you with today?
Well, I sent you an email, and I just sent you a little private message to tell you the situation.
Okay. When I get it, I'll read it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Huh?
No,
I haven't had it yet.
Yeah, I sent it right here on Block Talk.
Okay. Well, I'll get it, and I'll see it. Well, first of all, are you still fixing up the place?
I'm waiting for an estimate. The person came to give me an estimate already, but he hasn't prepared it yet.
Okay. Hold on. Well, the estimate will be, I should say, just right, but it's going to look like it's kind of high. But this man, you know, even if you have to go ahead and take your right, your movement, you have to go in and build first. You have to go in and knock on something, bam, on something. You have to do it first. You have to, because that's the only way. That's the only way. Now, when I do see it, I will get back to you. I will call you and see how you're doing, okay? And hopefully, well, it'll straighten out. We'll get together. We'll get together.
Okay.
We'll get together. Okay. Well, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, Papa C.
All right.
Okay.
Well. Now, 7:20. Well, we can start now. The title is Numbers, the Meaning. Numbers have a direct meaning to ordered events. They have a meaning. And with that meaning, you can find out a whole lot of stuff. Now, one is a team leader. He has a lot of ambition and is acting with enthusiasm to start new and to try to find some ideas the others have not thought of. The other people see this, and the path that they go is form-based on which direction he is going. One do not really care if people are following them or not, and they have a problem with communication. This leads people to call them arrogant, and is where you will begin with the two starts helping the one. The first one can be intimidated by the fear that they have of being lonely. They will feel alone a lot, and this will dominate their methods of thinking at times. This can happen even when they are completely surrounded, both by other people. When they are aware that they can be seen as arrogant, they may use that to conceal the fact that they have, and to break down the barriers that they have before them. This can make things fun and a bit easier on everyone that is involved. Do not rush these type of people, because they will run away into themselves and hide instead of busting out and embracing others. Now, are you a one? Well, this is you. Okay? Now, number two, is someone who would be good at the job of assisting or what? Oh, number one, they are generally going to be people who are going after causes that they think are worth it, and they try to help where help is needed. They might follow number one because number one will need help out there. When they're being all alone. This is an issue that should be obvious. Everyone needs someone to help at times. Why not a number one? Others might be trying to find out how to get some play. Two will then step up and try to explain how to go somewhere to get somewhere in the group. And to the leader in general, they both might have some good support systems backing them up, but that doesn't mean that two is any less worthwhile than one is. With this, a team will form, and the hub will be, guess what? A two. One's have many needs, and the team will be able to form a natural base, and the journey will be to continue in earnest. Two might have made a group of friends, but they will sometimes have to deal with the issue of fear. They generally fear that nobody is there to support them in their life role of being a good talker and someone who is supportive of others. They have a problem with seeing support when it is being given to them. This causes some problems wherein twos can find themselves separate from the group that they made for themselves. Only the self-awareness that they will be able to make a hole in this wall that they have put up, telling them they will fall on ears that are not listening. And their walls are designed to help the support that they need from ever getting in. Are you a two? Do you know a two? That's them. Okay, a number three is someone who will sense a new way being taken from where there was nothing in the past. This is something like the way an artist might start stare at a blank canvas. They like to look around and spread creativity, be it with color, songs, sounds, or stories. They are trying to light up the way for others to move forward and to help others learn new things. They talk about adding things where there might not have been anything in the past. All these things are very important for group dynamics. They will usually have some sort of problem with fear as well. That might be the work that they are doing, but it simply is not good. Maybe they believe the others will not like it. When they do this, they tend to forget that being creative is simply being creative. The universe in general is not going to care for it, or are they going to care if it's good or bad? Are you a three? Or do you know a three? Well, that's the way of dealing with him. All right. Number four is generally going to be someone known as the worker. The worker. They are going to take care of tasks that have to be done over and over for others to be comfortable. They do this and recreate things through their work that is needed by everyone on a daily basis. They need to be thought of as the last and the pavers on the way who are making the path that the other people will have to move on in a more comfortable and easy way. This is the thing that is going to allow us all to bring goods and things along with us and get work done. Knowing things are being taken care of on that end. If big challenges are going to occur, it's usually going to be with the issue that the four has with feeling overwhelmed by things and putting them off. They always tend to think that they have too much to do, Boys just want to generally get things done and do their best. But they have problems with learning new skills because they put it off until it's too late to do anything. This also leads to problems with their own personal growth. This can be fixed if someone is able to demonstrate to them why it is a good idea to learn something. They have to show everyone, themselves and their friends, how things are done and what they are able to do. Now, are you a four? Are you a four? Look at it. Now, you should know. Okay, you should have done the work on your name and whatnot. You should have found out if you were one. Okay, a number five is going to be the one who tries to make people laugh so that they will be able to change somehow. They are very social. They like to make the journey fun for everyone else through the provision of entertainment. They tend to mix and plan parties very well, but the entertainment that they tend to provide can also prove to be a problem. Why? Because it can distract others. They are often spending time avoiding feelings and their own reality through their partying. They can also create change when it needs to be created. Life might be too hard for some people, but fives always tend to remind us that we are growing and trying to strive toward an ultimate solution. They do not fear the negatives associated with the struggle in life. They want to fly and to travel and create unity and awareness for nearly everyone. When the way becomes hard, okay, when the way becomes hard, fives are going to be what? Coming in and trying to make it easier. But they are prone to what? Quitting. Fives have a serious issue with being challenged by their own fear of changing. A lot of the things that they are involved in can make things easier, but also more difficult in some way. They are agitated by change. This fear can cause problems with avoidance in the long term. Are you a five? Ask yourself, is this you? All right. The number six is going to be someone who is working with a bunch of people to try to bring their opinions together. They are able to relate very well with the people around them, and they help to keep peace along the journey. The goal that they have, it to make sure that everyone on the path is united, feels welcome, and is a good part of the team in general. Sixes have a way of getting to know how everyone is working and how well they will work together. They also have no issue understanding what it's like to walk in the shoes of other people and can facilitate understanding between people who might otherwise have trouble with it. Sixes have problems with their, guess who? Their family. This is likely because they have to have an emotional attachment with many people in their own circle of influence. The fears that they generally have are usually based on problems in their family and the ideas and opinions they might have. They worry a lot. But being able to keep people united, they are trying to form a team. The challenge here is that a lot of family environments, when people get thrown together, they are able to deal with the differences that they have in their life. This is not like something like choosing friends or workmates who already share your opinion. They are usually going to be able to save themselves some trouble through the allowing of everyone to be with their being. Trusting people to share their gifts with each other is important to them. Now that is a six. That is a six. Do you know a six or are you one? Check it out. A number seven. Sevens are going to be trying to focus on studying and thinking about the, guess what, spiritual side of life. They generally want to try to take everything unto themselves and to tell the team that they appreciate everything that they are doing in terms of spirit. You have to maintain all the things that people want to do. It has to be good for everyone. That is trying to work together, or things simply would not work the right way. They try to tell us that everything is going to be happening, you know, at the right time for the people who need it, for the right reason, and that there is going to be a higher purpose to everything that is happening. It is important that we all part of that. And the sevens are the ones who are going to try to see the silver linings on everything. The rest of us are left feeling blind without them. They are going to bring more of the brains to the operation and try to bring things inward that the entire team will be able to focus on. This is something that may not know everything. I'll repeat. This is something that they may not know everything about because they are often troubled by the fears that they have. They usually try to bury themselves within academic study, and then their fear will be based on the apparent lack of evidence of what? Of the spirit. They might even lose touch with their own feelings when they are doing this work, and then they will deny them when they need to speak about their own ideas. Now, ask yourself, am I a seven? Do I know one? Well, you know how you're going to act now. All right. The number eight are generally going to be attracted to the potential opportunities in the future for helping make some wealth through expansion of the soul. They are the ones who are going to be moving forward with or working and organizing. They will also be up to their own elbows in trying to get work done through management and keeping things in order. They designed some very good systems, but that doesn't mean that they do not also have their own fair share of studies. They draw up lists and rosters and what? Take regular stock, etc. They also have a problem because they feel like they may lack something, and they have an issue in which they prey on the fear that other people have of being poor. They see this, and they allow some abundance regardless of the possible lack of evidence that these things have in the reality of their life. That fear of poverty has them in a vice grip, which they simply cannot break with any amount of ease. It is simply the opposite of the way that they need to be letting things happen in their own life. All right. Who's an 8 out there? Who's an 8? Or do you know one? All right. 9. 9 is the visionary of the group who is able to see the end result of all the work that is being done. They soak up everything around them and try to amplify the energy like some kind of sponge on steroids or something. They are the ones who are trying to spread out their own energy and their vision. They use mental telepathy along with others to give a vision that the leaders of the group will be aware of the tone that they use. It is thus also important for them to work on both finishing some of the projects that they have started and to work on doing things much as clearing out all of the clutter. They do not have fears like the others, but they have to have the burden of remembering everything that they have heard and that they have in their mind. This is something that can change and transform in a given situation, which can lead to significant problems for them if they are not being careful about what they are doing. They might not even be aware of the things that they are doing to change of what is around them. Now, are you a 9? Okay. Now, there's something which I did not, you know about the main numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But what you did know, or maybe you might have heard of it, but you didn't, you didn't know of the master numbers. The master numbers are just that, numbers which help people. And in fact, they are 11, 22, and 33. Those are master numbers. Now, 11 is going to be someone who will be talking to you on a level that is both higher and more important than the 2 is capable of. Now, the reason why I say that, because 1 and 1 equal 2. But the 11 is higher than that. His mind is higher than that. When they do not behave like 2 is behaving with ease, they are playing their other role as a representative of the team in general. You got it? When they, you know, when they don't act like a two, then they are acting like an 11. This means that they will have to do all the communicating on behalf of the team and will be attempting to report back with plans for the other team. But this is a lot of stuff. They will ultimately come in the form of taking some ideas from the members of the team through a process of sharing. It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot, but they'll take it. They'll take it. They often have problems through which they are allowing their fears to challenge them. This is because they do not know if they have the needed support or not. They don't know if they have the needed support or not. They say that they can support themselves and that they don't need no help. If they do, then they allow themselves to slide into depression that they might have. And then they will remind them that we can only see what we think about, and this can pass. If they would just let themselves do what they believe that they need to do, then they would not have a problem accomplishing all their goals in a very well-named way. Now, I'll say it again. If they would just let themselves do what they believe that they are needed to do, then they would not have a problem accomplishing all their goals in a very real way. Now, are you an 11? Are you 11? Do you know somebody that's 11? Okay. Now, 22 is someone who is going to be helping to build and design all the things that we have and that we need to work on. 22 is someone who is going to be helping to build and design all the things that we have and all we need to work on. They are going to put together the underlying foundation that will then be used to complete everything for the team and the community at large. They work when they are not a four. Remember, 2 + 2 = 4. They still design and direct people to put in the right path that they will eventually need to use in order to get where they are trying to go. The problem that they are going to have is usually going to be a problem with the lack of work. I'm telling you, they're going to have a problem with the lack of work that they may have. It is a fear that the universe does not have a team which might need them for help. It is the one that might lead them to believe that they have a life without a purpose. This is a significant problem for the people on the team and the people themselves. Are you a 22? Okay. 33 is going to be the one who is working with the team. They are also a 6. Why? 3 + 3 = 6. If they were 9 of 6, then they will be trying to do everything that they could to understand that they can't follow everything they need to do on the way. Just like the other two, they can get information from a plane of existence that is higher than our others. And this helps them do all the things they need to do. The biggest problem that they have in their life is trying to come to terms with the things they have to do, like allowing for the idea that everything must come together in one way or another. Now, when the journey is not going well, what is standing in the way? Going wrong. That is the lesson. That is the whole lesson. Because you see, new life, a new life in progress is what we are doing here. What we are doing. And here, you have learned all of the numbers, 1 through 9 and 11 through 33. This will help you. This will show you. It will keep you right. It will keep the person who you are. It will keep you from going wrong. Now, the thing about these numbers is that I've told you this because, have you ever heard this? You can take your number, no matter what it is, and use it for your benefit. You can use the number, hear me good, to make you money, to bring you forward, to make you a success, to make you better than you ever were. But you have to learn about them first. And with the number and the name, you are able to do things which nobody could do. Now, you figured out your name. Now I want you to figure out what? I want you to figure out your life path. Now, what is it? What is your life path? It is all of the numbers that make up your birthday. All of the numbers that make up your birthday. The month, the day, and the year. The month, the day, and the year. Now, when you get off, you can do that. Now, with the name, you can take that too. I've already gave you a way to find that out. Didn't I? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I gave you the amount. I gave you what the letters mean. And with that, you can be able to find out the letters. But I want you to take the date of your birth and find out this life path. Now, that is what I want you to do. Now, in fact, you need to do that because that life path ain't going to change. That life path ain't going to change. It's going to be yours. It's going to be yours no matter what. It's going to be. Now, what will change is that name will change. Oh, yeah, your name could change. It can change a whole lot. You women know that, but I'm going to tell you something. Your name can change even if you're a man. Yeah, it can change. You can stop going. If you got a first name that you don't like, then you know what you do? You put an initial there for the first name and use the second name. Or if you don't like them both, just put initials there for both of them and use the last name. So the name is very important. Now, you have a way. I gave you a thing to do. I gave you all the values of the numbers, of the letters, so that you could help that, so that you could go through it. Now, you have got to find out. You have got to find out your name and your life, which is the number, your birthday number. Now, all these things, it might look like a lot, but it's all very easy. It's all very easy, and you will be happy you did it. You will be happy. It will make your face shine. Because what does it mean? It means that now you can lead yourself in a direction which nobody thought of. You'll be able to look at it and you will understand why things have happened. Now, I'm going to tell you something. My cousin was on here, and he talked about that. He talked about it. He said that what he's going through is just challenging. It's hard. But I got news for you. It ain't challenging. It ain't hard. Behind every difference, there is a silver lining. There is a reason why you go through stuff. There is a reason why things are the way they are. There is a reason why things look bad and come out good. You want to know why? Because all things are good. All I can tell you is all things are good. And with you finding it out, it will become better. Better as you go along. Better as you walk day by day. Better as you do the things you're supposed to do. Now, some people look at it and say, well, I don't know, because, some stuff is just so bad, or this, that. But do you know what? Rather than looking at stuff being bad, look at the good in it. Look at the good. Because nothing has happened to you. Nothing. Ain't nothing happened to you that was meant to be bad. Nothing has happened to you that was meant to be bad. I don't care if you look at it and say this is the worst thing. It was not meant to be bad. But because that thing was meant to teach you something, to show you something, to pull you along, to bring you to a certain place. And, these numbers can do it. Well, first of all, every number, I don't care what it is, every number alive is an expression of God. It is an expression of God. Whose numbers are these? These are God's numbers. Whose numbers are these? These are God's numbers. And every number shows his wisdom. Every number shows his wisdom. Some folks look at it and say, well, I ain't a 7, I ain't a 1, or I ain't a 3, I'm going to tell you, every number is his number. 1, it shows unity. 2, it shows duality. 3, shows the Trinity, the 3, on down the line. those numbers can help you and will be something for you instead of you just looking, well, I don't feel good because I ain't right, or I'm a six, that don't mean nothing. I got news for you. It means a whole lot. It means a whole lot because you have strengths and weaknesses. You have strength, and those strengths are the ones where you are trying to go. It is. And those strengths show your strength in God. What you worried about what's bad for? What you worried about where you weak at? You ain't got to worry about that. Be strong. As Scripture said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Yahweh and the power of His might. Be strong in that. Be strong in that. Now, all of you, there are those that are worried because things are not going the way they should or should not be right, and you're trying to make your way and say, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what the end going to be. I don't know. What you worried about that for? What you worried about it for? What you worried about? You don't have to worry about it. See, because you will take the numbers of your life and make a reality out of them. You will take them and make the end meet. You sure will. So you won't have to cry for who? For Papa Say or anyone. You don't have to even do it. Only thing I'm here for is just to help you see it. Just to help you see it. That's all. Just to help you see it. And when you do, I tell you, there's somebody else whom you'll help. There's somebody else whom you'll help. These numbers are God's numbers. And what does He do? He gives one to you. And to me and to the other person, He gives us a number. What for? So that we can share in what? His divine glory. His divine glory, which is from a number. It is from a number. Now, with the entire thing that you are doing, with the entire thing that you are seeing, or that, well, you are trying to know now, with the entire thing, there is the coming forth of something. Can't you feel it? There is something inside of you, deep inside of you. And what is that? Well, it's the real person. It's the real person. Your number will tell you what your meaning in life is. It'll tell you. It will tell you. You don't have to guess. You don't have to guess. You don't have to worry about it. It will tell you. It will tell you. Rather than you worry about it anymore, it will tell you. Tell you. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to You don't have to look all lost and whatnot over it. No, no, no. Because the number is there. You're already the number that you are. You were born that number. What is it? What is it? Don't sit around and play with it. You got to find out. Oh, baby, I'm telling you, you got to find it out. You got to find out. Because once you know, once you feel it, once it's all around, you'll be able to explode it. You'll be able to let it be shown. You'll be able to make it shine all over. Because that number is you. That number is you. Now, I'm telling you something. You know, God made man in his image and likeness. He made man in his image and likeness. And so that is why you have a number. That's why. That's why you are one of these 10, 11, 12 numbers. You're one of them. Either 1 through 9, 11, 22, or 33. You're one of them. You're one of them. And you cannot deny it. You cannot deny it. Why? Because God made you that way, and that's the way you are, and you're going to be that way till the day you die. Now, you cannot change. You cannot change the birth number. No, you can't change that. That is always so. Now, your name you can change. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can change it. You can change it. But that birth number you cannot change. So you have got to find out the birth number. And then you can find out the name number. Just use the numbers for the letters as I told you. And you will find it out. Okay? Now, with that, all you have to do is just let the Lord use you. That is all. Let him use you 100%. Let it go. Let him use you. Because you are God's express. You are God's express number for this time.
New moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Don't miss Papa Say's Quick Instant Blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The Quick Instant Blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, the Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
Now, with everybody who's here, well, with those that hear me, knows that the birth number is the most important thing you could have, that birth number, but also that name number, that name number. Now, if you will get these two, if you will get these two, I will show you how to take it, you know, especially with the birth number, how to take it and to use it so that you can be a success in life. You hear that? A success. A success. Say it. A success. Say it. A success. Say it again. A success. You can be a success in life. And you can stop having people stare at you and talk around under their breath about you and lie about you. You can quit that. You can quit it. You can quit it. You can be a success in life. You can be a success. Now, the way you have to do it, well, you have to find out your birth number. And there's other things you have to do, but I'll tell you about that then. That's not hard. I'll tell you all about it. I will tell you about it. Now, with it, we are becoming what the people that God wanted us to be. We are becoming his sharers. We are becoming his people, the people that he wants. See, now there's more to being a hoodoo than being able to, as they say, to make a candle. There's more to a hoodoo than me. There's more to a hoodoo being that. Because that candle ain't going to do nothing for you no way. That candle ain't going to do, in Genesis 1 through 5, it tells you that. It tells you that. God said, let there be light, and there was light, and there was evening and morning, a day. Where's the candle? Where is the candle? Where is the candle? He didn't have no candle. There was no light until the fourth day. There was no sun until the fourth day. But the first day, there was light. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And so that's telling us what? That light is not a candle. It's not that candle. You see light all the time, but there ain't no light. It ain't no candle. No, it's electricity, ain't it? And what is electricity? What is electricity? You press a button and the electricity come on. That is how the light happened then. He said it and it happened. He said it and it happened. Now, what you have to do is what? I'm telling you now, listen good, listen good. You have to say it, and it happens. You have to say it, and it happens. Glory be to God. You have to say it. When you get to where you can say it, when you get there, then you would have mastered hoodoo. Now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 2 hours. All you know is you said it and it happened. Now, that's hoodoo. Oh, yeah, that's real hoodoo. But until, I can't go along with that. Well, I just help you. I help you with it. Now, be here tomorrow, 7 o'clock, sharp. Be here tomorrow. I'll be looking for you. And remember, there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Good night. God keep you. And God take care of you. Now, that's all. Now, good night. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.